This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as you know. And if you don't, and you're the first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty radio.com, hang on a second. Just thought about this. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And in the process of doing that, friends, you can find 15 articles that combat the CIA control, the MSM acronym for mainstream media, and their useful idiots and their propaganda. We are combating it every step of the way with the use of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, friends. That's how you tell if a stick is crooked, is you lay a straight one next to it, period. You can also go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page. You'll find us there, friends. And when you do see YouTube, go ahead and click onto it and join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing, beforeitsnews.com, and you can do the same thing over there. First, right on the front page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. If you want to call in, friends, concerning the 126 radio stations that we are on across the United States of America and broadcasting into 53 countries, please do give us a call, pro or con, it matters not, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Okay? Palm Springs, California. Daniel, we welcome you. We thank you for your trust. This is 10 FM in Palm Springs, California. 10 FM. And our friend Daniel had a conversation with him this morning and welcomed us aboard. So, therefore, I want to make a public proclamation in welcoming him aboard and thanking him for his trust as well. 10 FM in Palm Springs, California. We thank you for your trust. I wanted to bring this up because, again, friends, this is like one of those things that's just like almost unthinkable, right? You know that the powers that be, the mainstream media, again, the propagandists are constantly bringing this news, inundating the American people with the fact that we're at war with China, we're at war with Russia. Well, I mean, in so many ways, we are at war with so many different countries, friends, but the ones that we're at war with are those that are not submitting to a new order, okay, a new global order that George Bush was calling forth over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit back in the 90s. He did this publicly. But with that said, it's interesting to note that China's calling for a new world order. It's interesting to note that Russia's calling for a new world order. It's interesting that this devil that calls himself the vicar, the Pope, is calling for a new world order. And it's interesting the new world order agenda is being advocated and promoted through the current administration on every given front. Now, I'm bringing this up for the very purpose, making my point, that don't ever think for one moment, friends, that we're at war with Russia. Because what you need to understand is Hillary Clinton was committing the act of treason with Russia when she was selling uranium ore. Remember when they stole uranium ore from Americans and they sold it off to the Russians, and then they condemned the Americans, or at least they tried to do so? It's the same thing with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. You know, the guy that they put up as your only option, it's either him or Donald Trump. America, when are you going to wake up? There's 200 other people running for the presidency of the United States of America, and you heard from one treasonous individual named Joe Biden as an option if you don't pick Donald Trump. Do you not see, friends, how they're being placed in front of your face as your only options? How come you haven't heard from the other 200 presidential candidates? Because they didn't want you to hear about them. They don't want you to know that you have other options, friends. There's 200 other people running for the presidency of the United States of America. I'm not saying that they're all worthy, but there are some more worthy than what you're given as an option concerning Donald Trump and Joe Biden, just for the record. But it's interesting, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, they were busted in the act of treason with who? China. So we have Hillary Clinton put up against Donald Trump. We all knew that she was committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. You can also read Luke 22:48. Same thing, Judas betraying Jesus with a kiss, just like the politicians do the American people. And then we have, on the other hand, this cycle, now we have Joe Biden, who the mainstream media, useful idiots, already know everybody hates him. So what's your other option? The one that they gave you, Donald Trump, right? Driving support to Donald Trump. And he was busted committing the act of treason with his son with the Chinese. I thought we were at war with these countries. Now, I want you to think about this, because it's going to step forward. You know how they're creating this whole second wave of the coronavirus right now, right? You know this. Isn't it interesting that China's our enemy? We have a communist named Gavin Newsom in California. Why he's tolerated, I know not. He just came about, and he is mandating that everybody in his state now wears masks. Just for the record, if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, I'm just updating you even now. I just talked to someone from out there yesterday, San Diego area, and he said it was very creepy. Now, the government comes in and enforces that which is unconstitutional. You have people in California submitting, showing their sign of submission to tyranny rather than the God that they say they love and serve, right? They fear God, the scripture tells us, but they served their own gods. They feared the Lord, but served their own gods. Think about that. Their gods are those that they submit to, because what you fear is going to come out into what you submit to. And it's exactly what we're seeing there in California. And this is happening all across the United States, but not to the degree that it's happening in California. But again, I want you to think about this. We're constantly told China's our enemy. We're constantly told Russia's our enemy. But what one needs to understand is that California's governor, Gavin Newsom, he just made a $1 billion Chinese deal. $1 billion. Okay? For what? Masks. I thought it was a Chinese virus, friends. Is anybody tracking with me? Is anybody out there thinking about what's going on here? Is anybody out there confused? Oh, look at all the hands go up now. You're confused because you're not paying attention to who's selling you the message, who's confusing the message, and who's attacking we the people while in fact committing the act of treason and supporting our known enemies. California Governor Gavin Newsom and his $1 billion Chinese mask deal. Just think about this, friends. Again, I thought this was a Chinese virus. Should we all pretend with the tyrants and the tyrant wannabes? Absolutely not, friends. Again, my message is enough is enough, Article 2, Section 4. We'll be right back on the other side.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I got some catching up to do here. Yesterday we had a surprise guest. I had my days off. Do forgive me, but it still went really well. He's a preacher that has a place at the state capitol. He oversees much of what goes on down there. And he popped up yesterday, and I said, I thought you were supposed to be here Wednesday, not Tuesday. So we took him on again. So let me do my best in catching up here. And what I wanted to cover really quick is Black Lives Matter. Did you know that they supported abortion, sodomy, and the anti-family agenda? Now, this isn't going the direction most conservatives would take it, okay? Because I'm a conservative, but I'm a preservative, and I'm talking about the version of Christ, okay? Because I'm a Christian, I'm a preacher first and foremost. But I want you to think about what I'm going to say next. Black Lives Matter supports abortion, sodomy, and the anti-family agenda. Now, common sense comes into play right here, okay? Do you think those who are protesting on the behalf of Black Lives Matter knows that they support abortion, sodomy, and the anti-family agenda? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Folks, you already know they're being bussed in. You already know, friends, that they're being flown into these particular cities. You already know that the narrative has been hijacked. Oh, and by the way, so does the president in the Department of Justice in the United States of America, as they sit back and do nothing but aid and abet through injustice as to what they're doing on the streets. I've seen some video this morning of some of these Antifa members that are standing up in the face of police officers, calling them names, telling them they're going to take away their pensions, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sitting here, friends, thinking to myself, what kind of an American would sit back and allow that? Can you imagine if that police officer was your daddy? Can you imagine if that police officer was your uncle or your grandpa or your big brother or your best friend or your neighbor? As a matter of fact, can you imagine if that police officer is your brother, regardless if you know that he's your brother or not, because you are your brother's keeper, Scripture tells us. How 330 million people stand back and allow this to happen, I know not. For the record, I know not. That's cowardice. Read Revelations 21, starting in verse 8, because you go first, fearful ones. But on the other hand, I also seen some of these Antifa members, some of these subversive organizations that are being financed by corporations in America on so many fronts, friends, which it is a fascist state, but they're funding these organizations to go now to town. And I seen some of these brave souls, if you want to call them that. Now, let me say it this way. Useful idiots. These ignorant souls. I told them, and I'm saying this again, if you make it your objective to go to the small towns, I can tell you right now it's not going to fare well with you. Oh, well, there's this video that pops up, and we've seen some Antifa members that wanted to go and test their steel. And it wasn't steel they had, friends. They found out really quick as to what they were made out of, and it didn't work for them because the town, the young men, the old men of that town stood up on the behalf out of a grateful heart, thanking God and living for his son and thanking our veterans and living for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. And they took him on. They didn't wait for them to start to destroy their cities. They went right out into the streets, just like they did in South Dakota, just like they're going to do in my county. Okay? When you stand up and you say, I'm not going to put up with this, and if you mean to bring harm to this community, our businesses, our families, we're here to tell you right now, we are armed and we will lawfully deal with you if you assault us. And I want to tell you this, friends, it's not working out too well for those. As a matter of fact, it was told to me this morning there are some towns in Minnesota where they're trying to bust these subversives in, these paid protesters in, and where people are standing outside on the highways with their sheriffs, friends, and their communities, their men, armed. These buses drive right through their town. They'll have nothing to do with them. This reminds me of what Ben Franklin rightly said, you make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. I'm going to tell you something, friends. You got to look at them as wolves, no question about it. But also keep in mind who these people are using. They're using the younger generation that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Okay? They're ignorant. They're being used. Make them aware of the fact that they're being used on the behalf of those that are trying to destroy. By the way, that defines what a useful idiot is. So let me go to my next point. Useful idiot, defined. In political jargon, a useful idiot is a derogatory term for a person perceived as propagandizing for a cause without fully comprehending the cause's goal and who is cynically used by the cause of the leaders. Right. When George Floyd was killed in Minnesota here, okay, there was peaceful protest, the chief of police said. For the first couple hours, he said after a couple hours, he said it was like it was hijacked. He said it completely shifted is what he said. Those were the words. He completely, the protest completely shifted from peaceful protest. Why? Because it was hijacked. And what a better time to do it, friends. Everybody's quarantined, or so they want you to believe, right? Everybody was quarantined. They can't go to work, this, that, and the other thing. Who was doing that to you, friends? Government. Can I ask you something? Was that American government? Absolutely not, because it was unconstitutional. Those were subversives in government that were unconstitutionally enforcing their unlawful edicts. In other words, illegal edicts. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot more that didn't put up with it than did. So be encouraged. Okay? But I want to go back to this, friends, and I want you to understand, these kids, a lot of the stuff they're doing right now, they think they're just having fun. That is until someone gets killed. And those that pay them to protest and do the things that they're doing, they have no care for them. They have no care for them. They'll just throw them away and use somebody else. We know what's going on in America, friends. Let's not pretend. Let's not play the useful idiot through inaction. Let's not be apathetic. Let's not tolerate the powers that be, friends. Because our forefathers didn't do that. Our veteran, our family members didn't do that. And I'm not going to do that in Jesus' name, because nowhere in Scripture can I find that I'm supposed to stand back and do nothing about what's going on in my country right now. What is the legacy I got? A question for you that are apathetic. What is the legacy that you're going to leave your children? You did the best you could sitting in front of the television, eating Twinkies and drinking Mountain Dew? Is that the best you could do? Is to tell your kids that there's nothing we can do about what's going on? In the face of 1.7% of the population, 330 million people could do nothing. You know, I just want to throw this in there, and I feel led to do so, and I'm going to do so. All of you Trump supporters, aren't you ashamed? Aren't you embarrassed for the impotency going on through this administration? Aren't you embarrassed due to the fact that he hasn't prosecuted one person in 5 years? I'm embarrassed for you. I'm embarrassed for you that you're okay with his lack of law enforcement, which in fact, again, is destroying your country. Justice guards our liberties, not browbeating our political opponents and being entertained by them and then moving on to the next day as your country was destroyed that day just a little bit more than it was the day before. That's shameful conduct. Consider these useful idiots. Educate them. They get out of hand and they're unlawful, then do what you have to do lawfully, right? But again, useful idiots, friends, are what's found in the Black Lives Matter support groups. They don't know that Black Lives Matter is supporting abortion, sodomy, the anti-family agenda. Those that are protesting don't know this for the most part. It's been hijacked by who? A bunch of lesbians. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. What is it that the people do not understand with this organization known as Black Lives Matters? Because this isn't the voice of the people. Friends, listen to me again. This is not the voice of the black people that have a care for what's going on in their country. It's not their voice. I'm going to let one individual tell you in just a couple moments. This is the narrative that the powers that are tolerated are putting forth with the help of those that are being used in sending it. Think about what I'm telling you, friends. This is the narrative that the powers that are tolerated are putting forth with the help of those that are being used in sending it. Understand who the responsible party is. Hey, friends, if I was to pay a man to commit a crime for me, let's say I needed a hitman to commit some sort of crime for me, the person that actually paid the individual to commit the crime, they are both considered the criminals in that case, right? And so it is here. I want you to think about this. In contrast to what we're talking about right now, that Black Lives Matter, we're being told, supports abortion, sodomy, and the anti-family agenda. If you remember right, the criminal administration of Barack Hussein Obama, do you remember we were told by the mainstream media that he had massive support from the black communities during... Did you know that he didn't have that support? Right? In other words, what they were saying is that the black communities were in favor of the president who was responsible for voting over 242 times in favor of killing innocent babies in the womb. By the way, which is aimed at the blacks and Hispanics. Did you hear what I said? We're going to get right back to this in just a moment. I'm going to play some audio for you straight from the horse's mouth so you can understand what's going on here.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill. A procedural vote to move the bill forward and begin debate failed to hit a 60-vote threshold. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
our Democratic colleagues are poised to turn this routine step into a partisan impasse.
A former Justice Department prosecutor in the Roger Stone case is testifying before a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee about political pressure from the Trump administration. Ranking Republican member from the committee, Jim Jordan of Ohio, is not happy with House Democrats.
Obama-Biden Justice Department, in order to spy on those Americans, what did they do? They lied to the FISA court 17 times. They used the now famous dossier, the dossier that Jim Comey, not Jim Jordan, Jim Comey said was salacious and unverified.
You're listening to USA Radio News. North Korea's changing course, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back with a Wednesday announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off his military plans against South Korea. At a meeting that was chaired by Kim, the report says military officials, quote, took stock of the prevailing situation, suspending the military action plans against the South. Mention of the North Korean leader's appearance at an official meeting was the first in almost 2 weeks, marking the first time that he has publicly weighed in on that brewing conflict with South Korea, as his sister Kim Yo-jong had been the public face of the North Korean bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor.
Attorney General Bill Barr will testify before Congress next month, the Attorney General accepting an invitation to appear before the House Judiciary Committee on July 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting right now, 200 other presidential candidates in Joe Biden and Donald Trump are your only options. Of course, what do you get? You get Trump 2020. This is why you are where you're at, America. It really is. Here's the deal, and this is a different show, but here's the deal. Folks, this could go either way. If they want to continuously, the powers that are tolerated want to continuously push the envelope forward concerning creating this domestic insurrection, they'll put Joe Biden in there. And on the other hand, if there's enough people awake, they'll keep Donald Trump in there until they go to sleep too. You can mark my words on it. But I'm here to tell you, you have 200 other options concerning the presidency of the United States of America. You need to think, America. You need to think. We're talking about Black Lives Matter supports abortion, sodomy, the anti-family agenda. Okay, so these powers that are tolerated want you to believe, okay, that somehow or another, Black Lives Matter is in favor of killing off black babies and Hispanic babies. Okay, because if you remember right, Barack Hussein Obama voted over 242 times in the 142 days that he had as a senator in Illinois. He voted in 142 days. He voted over 242 times in favor of killing innocent babies in the womb. Read Proverbs 6:17. They want you, the mainstream media wants you to believe that Barack Hussein Obama had the support of the black communities. I'm here to tell you firsthand information, from a friend that I had from my house from Washington, D.C., that led up the opposition to Barack Hussein Obama, who happened to be a black preacher. I'm here to tell you the opposite is true. But the people believed it because Barack was black, and they just said, well, you know what? All the black community support Barack Hussein Obama. No, they didn't. Keep in mind, the other day I was highlighting the fact that he had zero support. Remember when Stevie Wonder, during his reelection campaign, remember he couldn't even get 200 people to support Barack Hussein Obama? There was less than 200 people that showed up to support him. Where was the black community? They were not there to support him. Friends, you need to understand, there's a lot of black people that are completely principled. Just like there's a lot of white people that are completely principled, friends. Okay? Not everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid just because there's a few. Keep in mind, the mainstream media goes to the few, and then they promulgate and broadcast that message of the few rather than who we are as a people. Folks, these people are at war with we, the people. Period. It's just that simple. Also keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama also voted two times to make sure that if a baby came out alive, that that baby would be snuffed out. I just want to make clear as to what they want you to believe so you understand that you're being lied to. Okay? The Black Lives Matter, all five members of Black Lives Matter, they do not support abortion. Okay? But they want you to believe they support abortion. Also keep in mind that the next agenda came forward. The same thing happened with Barack Hussein Obama and the sodomite agenda. Read Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, and 2 Peter 2:6. That's three of the 33 references where God calls homosexuality an abomination. Okay? The black communities were and are not in support of this as well, although Barack Hussein Obama and the mainstream media deceived the people into believing that they were. No, they're not. But this is the mainstream media's message, friends, that Black Lives Matter, they support abortion. Really? They support in the murder of their own? No, they don't. Black Lives Matter support sodomy? No, they don't. Folks, it's been hijacked by some lesbians, okay? The narrative has been hijacked. This whole Black Lives Matters, all bought and paid for. I told you about the Minnesota State Fair a couple years ago. The Minneapolis Star, the propagandists in Minneapolis were pushing the message out that that there was this massive protest from Black Lives Matters. Folks, there wasn't no protest going on that day because I just happened to be down at the Minnesota State Fair. It was not happening. Folks, I'll furnish the pictures. I'm sorry, you furnish the pictures, I'll create the war. When are you going to get that? You got to understand how you're being played here, okay? So they use Barack Hussein Obama again, because Barack Hussein Obama's got all the black support, which he didn't. They wanted you to believe that they did. No, they didn't. Neither does Black Lives Matter. Friends, these organizations are created by the powers that are tolerated, as I said, and hijacked, as I said, with the use of a subversive group of useful idiots to bring their agendas forward. Forward just happens to be a communist slogan. Remember, you see, in Obama, we're using forward during his criminal tenure the second time around, that he just happened to know that he was in there even before the people voted. You remember all this? I want to make sure that you do, friends, because I know I'm talking to a bunch of smart people. I know that I'm talking to a bunch of active people because I don't want to be casting pearls before swine, rest assured. I want you to listen to this rapper, a smart guy. He happens to be a black dude. He was asked if he supported Black Lives Matters. I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say here, friends, and concerning the narrative that's being pushed down your throats today.
I'm not no Black Lives Matter supporter. Are you not? No, absolutely not. Because it's not our movement.
It's not our movement.
It was given to us by, you know, George Soros and his boys. Because they saw how things were going and they didn't want it to go back to the 60s to where we start having our own organic movements. That was a big problem for them. So let's give the people a movement that we can control. We'll provide them the leaders and all of this type of... And, yeah, that's what Black Lives Matter is. Look at the leaders of Black Lives Matter.
Are they the leaders?
Oh, yeah. trying to incorporate, you know, LG, whatever the letters are, incorporate those, their concerns, into black people's concerns. Go to the website. Look it up. Google George Soros and Black Lives Matter. See what comes up. Let's look it up. Okay? And you know, y'all out there, George Soros is a multi-billionaire down with, you know, some of the 12 richest people in the
He raised $100 million.
Yep.
For Black Lives Matter Coalition. The funding comes in addition to more than $33 million in grants from top Democratic Party donor George Soros. Okay, here we go. Okay, so rich white people have historically financed some of this stuff. Some of it, not all of it.
Which is why, you know what I mean?
And that was more guilt money rather than,
fair enough,
control money. See, this started at the impetus of the whole. This is control money. This is not, oh, I feel bad for what we've done as white people. You came to my house and shamed me, and now I'm going to cut you a check. You know what I mean? That's not what that is about. That's about, let us give you a movement that we can control. Use certain symbolism from the original civil rights movement, like the black, you know, red, black, and green, all these different symbols. We're going to incorporate that, but only it's going to be a movement that we control. We decide what the messages are. We decide what the slogans are. You know, what happened to no justice, no peace, and, you know, no peace, no justice. Now it's hands up, don't shoot, and all these negative affirmations that, you know, who made that?
Okay, so there you have it, friends. It's been hijacked. It's been hijacked again by the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, who just gave more power to the homosexual lobby just last week through a conservative judge who wrote the opinion, who said it was a powerful decision. Donald Trump did. Neil Gorsuch did. Folks, this isn't being stopped. It's being promoted. It's being financed. Where is the Department of Justice to deal with these subversive organizations that somehow or another cannot survive in third world countries, but they can come over to America, violate our Constitution, and the American people better put up with it by shutting up and standing down in the face of those that mean to destroy and conquer this nation? Because, friends, that's what it's all about. And what it comes down to for those that stand down and sit down and commit the act of sin before God and your own children, you should protest, but by not doing so, you've made yourself cowards in the face of the world. Folks, this is what we're up against. Those that are putting up with this are as guilty as those that are advocating this. Those that are putting up with this, and folks, it's not a color issue at all. I just played a voiceover, some audio from a black rapper that told you exactly what it's about. And he said, this isn't us. This isn't us. This, again, is corruption in government. And this, again, is corruption in the media that continuously promulgate these messages, which are completely fabricated, contrived, and they are untrue. And what are they doing? They're creating domestic insurrection. They're creating domestic insurrection. Out of their own mouths, they're saying that this is not us. Well, then who is it? It's those that the American people tolerate. I've just seen some information on LifeSite News. This was just last week. While Black Lives Matters, they reported, seems on the outside to be a social justice organization that aims to further the rights of black Americans. Many are surprised to discover that the group has an alarming pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, and anti-family agenda at the core of its mission to remake America. See, what that message is, from the powers that are tolerated, let me say it this way. It's not to remake America. It's to enslave America and to enslave those that don't know that they're being destroyed through a lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools, enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if you want to watch us live, final segment, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on the right side on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're talking about how we're being told that Black Lives Matter supports abortion, sodomy, and the anti-family agenda. Someone might want to share that with those that are protesting on their behalf, because they probably don't know this. This is all propaganda, once again, friends. They want you to believe the masses are against each other. It's just completely untrue every step of the way. I just shared with you that LifeSite News reported, friends, that while Black Lives Matter seems on the outside to be a social justice organization that aims to further the rights of black Americans, many are surprised to discover that the group has an alarming pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, and anti-family agenda. By the way, who taught them that, if that was true? The public school. Right. This started in 2005. I mean, it's been they've been at work a lot longer than this. But the fact of the matter is, it's the parents sending their children to be indoctrinated to believe that it's okay to kill your baby, okay, which is illegal. It always will be. That it's okay to be pro-sodomite, which is illegal. It's always been illegal in every state in our union. And anti-family, which makes the core of America. And they call it remaking America. No, it's called being enslaved America, right? Someone just sent me a poster of Antifa welcomes you all to Gettysburg. And it shows the picture of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier walking back and forth. And it says, Gettysburg National Cemetery, no police, military, or fascists. Well, these dummies and Antifa, whatever you want to call them, they're created, they're bought and paid for by corruption and politics and players, special interest groups, so on and so forth. The fact of the matter is, friends, fascists are the ones that are financing it. And again, what comes to me right now is how is it that all of you Trump supporters, which is massive, no question about it, how is it that you stand back and justify inaction from the administration to stop all this in dealing with those that are financing it? We're seeing just the opposite is true once again. And this is a reflection of the American people. Donald's only doing what you're letting him do, period. But I want to say this. One of the words that keeps coming up here, instead of the 4th of July being celebrated, which is going to be celebrated regardless, rest assured. But it's interesting that they're talking about going to Gettysburg and shaking things up. Interesting that they would go to Gettysburg, isn't it, friends? Interesting that these that are calling and creating this narrative are, instead of supporting the 4th of July, they want to create more destruction at Gettysburg. Well, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Look at the timing. What happened at Gettysburg, friends? Are you tracking with me? Yep. History repeats itself, doesn't it? It does. If it's not learned from. But this word keeps coming up. It's right on the poster. Autonomous. Anybody know what that word means? It's the revisionists come up with this new word. It means having the freedom to govern itself or control its own affairs. Boy, like you mean in Scripture where it tells us that nations that were judged did that which was right in their own eyes, like it tells us in the book of Deuteronomy? Exactly. See how they're re-educating the young people? Autonomous. Autonomous. Okay? Autonomous. Well, however you want to say it. Again, I'm breaking it up into four syllables. I'm looking at it right here. Folks, acting in accordance with one's moral duty rather than one's desires? Folks, that's a government unto themselves. The problem is the American people apparently can't govern themselves. So now they're teaching the young people to go ahead and do what you want to do. The word is licentiousness, by the way. See, liberty is given unto us to do what we ought to do, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Now they're teaching your kids to avoid God. He doesn't exist. Don't worry about law. Just go ahead and do it the way you want to do it. Who would teach them something like that? Those that want to have control over them, that's who. I just seen this poster just now. Let's get back to this. Black Lives Matter support abortion. No, they don't. Sodomy. No, they don't. The anti-family agenda. No, they don't. Someone want to tell these supporters or these protesters what they think they're supporting because it's not what they think they're supporting. I can tell you that right now. And if you think I'm kidding, why don't you go ahead and put a gun up to one of their sons or daughter's heads and see how far it goes. Because it won't. You know, the anti-family agenda and the abortion agenda. Why don't you go see if they would allow someone to violate one of their brothers or one of their little sisters to prove my point, because they won't put up with it. Okay, but this is what they want you to believe. LifeSite News reports the manifesto titled What We Believe, the Black Lives Matter Organizers, and then they name them off, say that they and their followers disrupt the Western prescribed family. They also say that they fed themselves from thinking outside of themselves and demand reproductive justice. Okay, this is all communism. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children. Wait a second. Do you see how they shoot themselves in the foot? They're confused people. Especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. Okay? We foster a queer-affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of the heterosexuals, right, in their thinking, or rather the belief that all in the world are heterosexual unless she, he, or they disclose otherwise, they continued. I'm not making this up. We deserve and thus we demand reproductive justice, abortion. They just said that they wanted to collectively care for one another, especially their children. But they're demanding reproductive justice, abortion, that gives unto us autonomy over our bodies and our identities while ensuring that our children and our families are supported, safe, and able to thrive. This is what the media's narrative, this is what corrupt politicians are pushing. And it's absolute confusion by design. Read Daniel 9:7. Confusion, the Bible is clear, is not of God. Well, then who is it of? This is how confused these people are, and they want you to be as confused as well. But they want to take the lead. Okay. Despite disrupting the nuclear family, all three founders of the, this is what it says again, LifeSite News reports, all three founders of Black Lives Matter movement were raised in intact families. Okay. One is a Patrice, 36. She's an LGBT activist who left her married parents' home at the age of 16 after informing them of her homosexual identity. This is one of the leaders of Black Lives Matters. Alisa Garza, 39, also grew up with both parents at home and is now married to a white female who identifies as a transgender male. Look at the confusion, friends. The girl, the lesbian, plays the man, and the man plays the woman. See, you see why the Lord calls this an abomination? But she married a female who identifies as a transgender male. Garza, too, considers herself an LGBT activist. Opal Tomidi, 35, grew up with a Nigerian mother and father and two brothers in Arizona. Okay. In 2015, the interview with MSNBC, because nobody else would give him airtime, Con Culser stressed the queer identity of the Black Lives Matter founders. Do you see what's happening, friends? Because the American people, in part, gave the green light to the homosexual lobby, they're taking Black Lives Matters, they're hijacking their name, and they're conglomerating under the banner of Black Lives Matters as they continuously play the victim, as they assail, and as they perpetuate the crimes against American law. And who's helping them do it? More than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media's useful idiots? Nobody is. Who's attempting to create Black Lives Matters and these other organizations? The Muslims are also falling under line or under the banner of Black Lives Matters. Folks, who wants to conquer America more than these people do? How many times did I warn you 15 years ago the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend our U.S. Constitution? Right on their heels are the Muslims. What's happening, friends? Our Constitution was made for a moral people, a religious people, under the banner of Christianity. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It's exactly what's happening today. Who told me that? The Word of God told me that. History taught me that. It was history that I brought to the American people that they ignored. Now we're in the middle of it. The bottom line is that if the people would take the time to know what the law states for themselves, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 25, 1, Romans 13, they wouldn't be confused. What is causing the confusion and destruction is the ignorance that breeds much of the confusion, Hosea 4, 6. And instead of fighting to overthrow the law and fighting amongst each other, let's adapt to the law, the U.S. Constitution, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and deal with those that are causing the domestic insurrection today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.